Good afternoon. My name is Johnny Jones from People's Temple Agricultural Project.
Good afternoon. My name is Johnny Jones from People's Temple Agricultural Project. And this Sunday afternoon, we have with us Herbie Thomas, who is the administrator of the Port Kaituma area for Modokai, from the Ministry of Regional Development, and also his wife, Mrs. Thomas. And I just like to ask you, Comrade Thomas, your impression of Jonestown.
Thank you, Johnny, for asking me here. And, as a matter of fact, I should have said thank you for welcoming me here. You know, I've always been impressed.
My name is Johnny Jones.
From I've been around the project.
And this afternoon, we have
your agricultural program is tremendous.
The administrator of Port Kaituma area for Modokai.
My wife also feels very, very much
development, and also
impressed
his wife, Mrs. Thomas,
with everything that she's seen
and
here.
And I just like to ask you,
and I know that Jonestown has a long way to go.
Jonestown. Mrs. Thomas, do you have any
thank you, Johnny, for asking me here. And, as a matter of fact, I should have said thank you for welcoming
I'm
me.
I'm very happy to be here at Jonestown. Seeing as my first visit, and I'm much impressed with everything.
I've been around the project.
I'm certain that it has a far way to go.
Your agricultural program is tremendous.
I was just listening to you about the idea that we've been here for a few years, and I was wondering when People's Temple first started the project here in Jonestown, you were here, Mr. Thomas, is that correct, in the region. What did you think of it at that time? Did you think that this was going to be a program that really was going to work, or did you look at it with some kind of skepticism, or, you know, maybe you had some reflection of how it looked at that time, and maybe how it has come along this far? We've been here now, I guess, about 4 years or so.
Of course, I had my doubts, because I felt that being Americans and coming to Ghana in the raw jungle, you might not have been able to, let's say, survive with the type of work that would be entailed. But over the years, I've noticed a tremendous improvement, and people here are working all the time. They never really give up. They just keep working, keep working. Hard work, I think, is the motto of People's Temple. And by this, I'm sure that success is bound to be had.
Thank you very much. Johnny, did you have anything else you wanted to say? I'm very grateful too and glad that you could come and visit with us at the project. And I hope, along with everyone else, that the Jonestown community can really, you know, become a very integral part of the whole region, that we can all work together cooperatively and in a spirit of concern for one another and help for one another, so that the development of this region will really move forward and progress. We are very grateful to be able to help in what way we can to achieve that development.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Tropp is our acting headmaster of our school that we have here in Jonestown. Herbie, I also like to get your impression of our medical program. As you know, quite a few of our neighbors come in from time to time to see our licensed people that we have in our clinic. Do you have any comment on that? Over.
Your doctor has been doing a very good job here, Johnny. As a matter of fact, right now there are about 3 teachers here just awaiting to be attended. Children also from Port Kaituma have been coming in here, and they were well taken care of. Words are inadequate for me to express myself really about the goodness that's being done by your doctor here. All I can hope is that he keeps the good work up.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Johnny Jones of People's Temple Agricultural Project. And in the room, we have Sharon Amos, Dick Tropp, Gladys, and Bunny Boyer. And I'd like to ask Gladys her impressions of Jonestown.
Good afternoon. This is Gladys Boyer. My impression of Jonestown is very, very good. I was here twice for medical to my baby. He had all the attention you can find from the nurses in here and also the doctor. And also many friends I met in Jonestown were very, very nice to me. I was out on a flight from Jonestown and went to Georgetown, spent 3 months with caring for my babies there at their headquarters. I was well treated, and everything that I need, I get. And also, I met. They are very, very nice people. They are most people I ever seen that in Guyana I never seen before. They work together, play together, eat together, cook together, almost everything together. I wasn't a stranger anymore after spending such a long time. I become a part of their family there.
Also, Gladys, you rode on our mercy boat going into Georgetown and back out again. Isn't that true?
I went here from Moses Ridge by plane, then came back by Kaju.
Oh, that's right. That was a plane that we paid for and made the arrangements for you to fly into Georgetown. Isn't that true? Going into Georgetown,
yes, it
and
is.
And back out again.
Flight, my flight was paid, and my transportation was waiting for me at Timiri, but I didn't land there. I landed over. I was well taken care of there until I reached home in Campbellville.
I understand that you came back on a boat. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I had a ride on the Kaju after all, and went home by the tractor also was the People's Temple tractor.
I wanted to say that those of us who stayed with Gladys in Georgetown had a wonderful experience because she became just like a sister to her, and that's been true of all the people that have stayed with us, the people from the surrounding areas that we've brought in on our Mercy ship and stayed with us, and it's been a very good experience, I think, for all of us.
Bunny, do you have anything you'd like to say about Jonestown?
This is my second visit to Jonestown. When I was here the first time, there was development, but when I come this time, there was much bigger development. And I'd like to see things like this. The people in Jonestown are very friendly. They meet you, they talk to you. We talk to each other as like brothers and sisters, as you've been known for a long time. They're very, very nice people, and they work very hard, and they're doing a very good job here.
What are some of the things you've seen today? You were in the herb, experimental herb building today, is that right? And anything else that you might want to comment about?
Yes, I have experience in different herbs and different other areas. I went in the nursery. It was very nice.
Baby
nursery. Very nice. And I went all the way around Jonestown. The sawmill is very nice. Making a lot of different things inside there. And also I went to see right away wrong, not directly right away wrong, but most of the places that they usually have around there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Dick Tropp, and I'm here at the People's Temple Agricultural Project Jonestown. We're in the radio room here, and there are several people here who have come in to visit Jonestown to be with us this evening. We have Trent in London, who's an industrial arts instructor and a civil engineering instructor at the Port Kaituma Community School, and Raphael Lucas, who's also at the Port Kaituma School, and he's working as a basic science instructor, and Colin McAllister, who's on study leave, and he is employed with the Guyana National Engineering Corporation. These three gentlemen came in today, I believe, for the purpose of getting a physical examination, and we'd just like to hear some of their impressions and comments about Jonestown. I think they had some time to go around and see the different parts of the community, and without further ado, I'll just ask them to make a few comments, and perhaps we'll hear also from Sharon Amos, who's also with us in the radio room, who's with our project staff. Okay, Trenton.
Who's an industrial arts instructor.
I remember when I first came to the gate,
Port Kaituma Community School,
and we were proceeding down the trail into Jonestown. I remember looking with, you know, a very good impression at the layout of the farm, the very straight rows of cassava, and to me everything looked neat and tidy and, you know, very efficient. We came in, we were taken on a tour around the whole compound, saw everything worked and how the people lived. And now I'm here to take a physical examination, and well, I can tell you that I never had a physical examination that was so thorough. I mean, the doctor just examined everything, you know. He doesn't leave anything out. It would be very right for me to say that not leaving anything out, he took everything in. Well, to me, the project that's going on here now still has a long way to go. I mean, there are problems, but I could see that from the people I've met in here, they will overcome these problems as time goes by.
Thank you very much, Trenton. Now, this other gentleman with us is Raphael, and is this your first visit to Jonestown today?
Well, not exactly. This has been my second visit to Jonestown. Because last Easter, that is Easter Sunday gone, a group of teachers from the Port Kaituma Community High School, we were in Jonestown and we spent the entire day here, you know, having a good look around at the various projects and the various ways in which things are being implemented in Jonestown. In fact, today, myself and two other friends, we came in to have a medical examination.
Did you find many changes since you had been here the last time, Raphael?
Well, from the last time to now, one thing I have observed is that the road seemed to be a little muddy. And I guess this is because of the rain, because the immediate surroundings around the buildings, etc., where the tractor does not drive, I find it is fairly okay to walk and so on. It's only the roads coming in because probably of the tractor.
Colin, you are a visitor from Georgetown. And you're spending a couple of weeks here for some exams, as I understand. Why don't you tell us some of your impressions? And I understand you had quite a dramatic little medical test today, and maybe you could tell us about that.
Hello, good evening. I'm tremendously impressed in what I have seen here today in Jonestown. As a matter of fact, I think I'm truly in the middle of true socialism. And I would really like to know that this spreads from not only Jonestown to the immediate surroundings in Port Kaituma, but throughout the whole of Guyana. with relations to my medical tests, it was dynamic. Something was done to me that has never been done for 3 years. I've had this 3 years, and it was taken out today. Thank you.
We might describe a little bit about the cyst. Dick, you had some background on the exact kind of cyst he had. Do you want to go into that?
Well, from what I understand, that there was these were cysts in the inside of his lip, and the contents were removed from the cysts, and we're very hopeful that this will be an end of the problem for him. And he also, I believe, Colin, was it you, Colin, that was tested for glaucoma, or was it? Oh, it was Trenton, right. Yeah, like Trenton was tested for glaucoma. And as he did say, the medical examinations are quite thorough, and Dr. Schacht is more than happy, along with the rest of the medical staff and with the project here at Jonestown, to make our facilities available for people who have medical need. And this is the kind of service, of human service, that we believe is the most effective way for us as human beings to relate to one another, to help one another, to meet one another's needs. So we're very happy that you gentlemen were able to come and visit with us. And right now, let's see, Raphael, did you want to say something? Sure.
One more thing I would like to say that I have observed in Jonestown is the way the older citizens are treated. I think a lot of respect and care is given for the older citizens, and I think this is very good. Anybody?
There is another observation I'd like to make. When I came and I saw some retarded kids, and to me, they were treated just like an ordinary kid. I mean, no one was laughing at them, making fun of them. And in this way, a kid would be able to believe that he belongs somewhere, that he's accepted, and that there's nothing wrong with him. See, act normally.
I want to thank you very much for your kind words. By the way, our relationship with the Kaituma School and Kaituma has been a great help to us as well, because we have gotten much assistance from advisors from the Kaituma School that have helped us greatly. And we share movies with the town of Kaituma. We send movies in, and they share movies with us. And altogether, we feel a very close relationship with all our neighbors in the community. Is there anything else anybody wanted to say? We certainly appreciate your kind words. Any other comments? Well, we enjoyed the day very much with you, all of you, and hope to see you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much. We have with us in the radio room now Mr. David Patrick, who came into our medical facility with his wife, Bella Patrick, and their little baby, Arlex. And I believe they live at Barima Bridge. And David Patrick works at Arakaka. I'm just going to ask David to say a couple of words now about why you and your wife and the baby came in to the clinic.
Well, to be truthful, I got my brother. He came in by me a couple of days ago, and he gave me all encouragement to bring a baby. And see the doctor at People's Temple, and I take his advice, and I bring the baby to see the doctor.
Right. Did your brother come in and see the doctor himself?
Yeah.
And he had a medical problem, and
I'm having a bad thumb. So he come himself to see the doctor.
Okay, very good. Well, we're glad that you're able to come in, and we certainly hope that the baby's all right. What was the baby's been the baby's problem?
He's suffering from fever and cold all the time, from the time he born. Fever and cold all the time.
How old is the baby?
Well, he's now a year and 6 months.
I see. Okay, David. Well, we really hope that can help the baby out so the problem will be solved. We'll see what we can do. Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much, David. It's good to have you come in, and hope everything goes all right with you and your family. Hector Joseph, who lives, is that in at 6 miles, which is in the area, came in today also to the medical clinic, and I'll let him explain why he came.
So then, I must explain of God what I came here to you. I came here to the doctor yesterday, and I made an appointment for myself and my brother's baby. So we got answer to come in here to the 10 o'clock, and our treatment were very nice in the People's Temple here.
What was the problem that you had that you came in for?
I came in here to have a check on my right thumb that we got accident by the train. And I were very glad for the attendance that we got from the doctor from the People's Temple.
Thank you very much, Hector, and hope that your thumb heals up real good. Okay.
The broadcast we just did was May 29th.